friends, what's going on? It's Danny Morrell. I'm going to try to stay a little quiet here. I'm here at the Tesla Service Center. And I got to tell you about a little lesson that I just learned for myself. Leticia Mata, thank you. Could you let me know if you can hear me okay? Could you let me know if the audio is okay? Leticia or Lauren? Because I'm trying to be respectful here and keep my voice kind of low. Okay, are you okay? So it's okay? Good. All right, well, guys, I got to tell you about a little lesson that I just learned. I'm here at the Tesla Service Center right now. And I, to be quite frank with all of you, have been pretty pissed off about my decisions for about the last month or so. And I'll tell you why in a second. My previous automobile was a S-Class 500, which is obviously very luxurious, very comfortable. And the reality is that I switched to a Tesla because I wanted to help the environment. We put solar panels on the house, and I thought it was the right move. You know, I honestly did. It's a much better car. And you know, yet there's their differences, you know, because the luxury and the comfort of the S-Class is unmatched. But I'll tell you what happened, guys. You know, I noticed that about 2 months ago, my car had been rattling, and I mean bad, and I mean to the point that every time I crossed a lane on the freeway, the car would go drrrr, and it was just pissing me off, quite frankly. And so we had an opportunity one day where Lauren, my assistant, brought the car in for service. And she brought it in, service people drive it around, and they couldn't find anything wrong. She brings the car back, the rattling is worse now, and I'm even more pissed off. I'm even more upset now, right? And you know, when you get upset or when something doesn't go your way, what happens is you start creating a story. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, because we're professional story makers and story creators as human beings. And I accept full responsibility for this, and it's gonna get better here in a second. But you know, the story sounded a little bit like this. Why the hell did I do this? This is a piece of shit, right? I don't like it. It's rattling. Matt, why did I downgrade, right? All of these things. Because a couple of my buddies gave me a little heat, right? Because they don't understand the environmental aspects of my decision. And quite frankly, I just kind of dig the car. I think it's awesome. So anyways, all of these stories are getting in my head, right? And I'm getting really, really upset. And I'm getting really bummed out about the decision. And I'm driving around for about a month and a half to 2 months with this story in my head. And every time I, you know, kind of switch lanes or do anything, the car goes, and I'm like, and so you can just imagine the torture, right? The mental torture as the story is just growing and growing and growing and growing and getting stronger and stronger. So I finally decided, you know, I'm just gonna have to take a day and handle this. You know, as much as I don't want to, I'm gonna have to take a day and handle this, and I'm gonna have to go myself down to Tesla to show these people that this car is jacked up, that I bought a lemon, that this thing doesn't work, and that I was prepared. I was prepared to fight. I was prepared to do whatever I had to do. I was prepared to tell them to change my car, get me another one, whatever the case may be. So I pull up to the service station, and the guy was really, really friendly, by the way. And he says, "What's up, man? What's going on?" I said, "Listen, this thing has been rattling. You know, I'm upset about this rattle. I sent my assistant down here to get it fixed. You guys sent her back saying there's no rattle. I'm kind of done with this thing." The guy says, "Yeah, well, let me just get in the car and, you know, show me what's up." So he gets in the car with me. And he takes me down the freeway, right? Takes me down the freeway. And, you know, first little turn I make, something happened. I said, "Look, there it is. You hear it? You feel it?" You know, my story, right? My story is just, I'm agitated as a result of it. I goes, oh yeah, I noticed that, yeah. He goes, let's go on the freeway. So we go on the freeway, and sure enough, I switch lanes, and there it goes, rattle, right? Like the whole car starts shaking. I'm pissed, man. I go, look, there it is. You see, that's what I'm talking about, damn it. Why didn't you guys find this last time, right? He goes, oh, okay, just keep going, right? And as I'm driving, he's playing on the computer of the car. He goes, all right, now try it. He pushed one button. I changed lanes. The rattle's gone. The rattle's gone. He says, yeah. I go, how'd you do that? He says, oh, it's very simple. That was just your lane change indicator. That when the there's a guy laughing at me right now, by the way, when the car updated, which for all you haters out there, or all you people who tell me I downgraded, my car has literally updated and become brand new every single month. It probably just flicked on, and you have this indicator on that, you know, the car rattles to let you know in case you're falling asleep that you're changing lanes. Yeah, JJ, I know. I felt like a complete ass, guys. A complete ass. This whole time, for 2 months, I had been torturing myself. I was pissed off. I was mad at life. I was mad at my decision. And the guy literally just pushed the button and said, yeah, problem fixed, all good, you know? And no, I know, Robert, I know it's not, but it, in my head, this is what was happening. I'm just being honest with you guys, right? You know how I bring it, right? I try, Jason, you're laughing now, but you were saying BMW only a couple minutes ago, right? And so there's a lesson behind this. And the lesson is that we do this all the time, guys. You know, the lesson is that little things happen in our lives, and we create massive negative stories about them. It's never a positive story, by the way. It's always something's wrong. It's always someone else's fault. It's always why me. It's always poor me. It's always, this always happens. And it's kind of crazy, guys, because, you know, I thought that I had trained my brain to get past that, you know? I thought that I had kind of mastered that stuff. I thought that that stuff wasn't an issue for me. And yet the reality is that it was very humbling to me to know, man, I still got a lot of work to do. I still got a lot of work to do, because the way you do anything is the way you do everything, my friend. So listen to me right here. I'm gonna be like raw truth here, right? Here we go. If I created a story about this, I'm probably still creating stories about other things, you know? I'm gonna say that again. If I created a story about this, I'm probably still creating stories about other things. And the lesson behind here is the following, guys. Sometimes people, circumstances, situations happen. And your brain will immediately, people, your ego, that's what it is, your ego will immediately turn into defense mode. Your ego immediately turns into protection. Your ego immediately turns into blame mode, right? Because the ego's job is to keep you safe, to keep you feeling comfortable, to keep you feeling good about yourself. So it ain't ever your fault. It's always somebody else's fault, guys. I want you to picture for a second that there's two type of people that are sitting on the bus, and the bus is called the entrepreneur's bus. And only entrepreneurs are allowed on this bus right now, right? Yeah, exactly, Rick. And there's two types of people on the bus, and I want you to pay attention to this. The first type of person, when a problem occurs, looks in the mirror and says, you know what? How was I responsible for this? How is this my fault? Or what can I learn from this? Or how can I make sure that it never happens again, right? And the second kind of person is the kind of person that looks outside the window and says, the problem is out there. It was somebody else's fault, right? It's never my fault, right? As a matter of fact, some of us are so bad at this. Some of us are so bad at this that we look outside the window, we jump out of the window, we get hit by another car, and then we get pissed off at that car for having the audacity to hit us. That's how bad we are in our subconscious mind, right? We always create negative stories about things, you know? I gotta tell you, from personal experience, this happens a lot just in business. I see it happen, like in our company, for example. You know, as many of you know, we own a real estate brokerage. It's doing fantastic. It is growing. By the way, shout out to all of you. About 8 agents have joined us just this week alone. And you know, I see this happen, right? We help people's production. It goes up. It goes up. People start making a lot of money, more money than ever before. And all of a sudden, I don't know, they just get a little comfortable, whatever the case may be. Production goes down. And you got to blame somebody, right? Can't ever blame yourself. No. No, you can't. Can't do that. That's tough. You got to blame somebody. So guess who's the easiest target? The company. And that's just normal, guys. And so my challenge to you is this. And the lesson here is, you know, how often are we doing this? How often are we torturing ourselves? How often are we creating negative stories from things that we are perceiving, from things that aren't even true, right? And the second question is, how much is that affecting us, right? Because if you really, really look at it, and if you really think about it, my friends, there are only two states that you can be in. One is a loving state, right? And a loving state is essentially a state where you're happy, you're joyful, you're free, you're thinking about the future, you're content, you're grateful. That's a loving state. And the second state is hell. Hell. Hell, straight up. That's the second state. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, if you're not performing at the level that you would like to be performing at, there's a good possibility that it's because you're living in hell right now, in here. I know that's a tough word, but you're living in torture up here. You're living in a space where you're not really content, happy, fulfilled, or grateful. There's always something bothering you. There's always something wrong. There's always a problem. It's always somebody else's fault. You can never fix it. Now, if I can give you any advice, guys, it's this, is if you want to absolutely destroy your goals in business, you got to accept 100% responsibility for everything. You gotta accept 100% responsibility for the good and 100% responsibility for the bad. And you also have to train your subconscious mind, you have to train your brain to understand, my friends, that that the mind will easily go out and create a negative story, right? And so you have to kind of catch it when that happens and go, wait a minute, hold on, is this real? Or is this me doing what I do? And if it's me doing what I do, then how can I fix it? What's another story, or what's a positive story that I can create so that I don't go into hell state, right? Because you don't want to do that. That'll keep you from greatness. So anyhow, guys, it's Friday. I'm here live with you from Tesla in Orange County. Shout out to all of you guys who joined us today. If you found value in this, please share it, because I think that there's a lot of people, whether in business or not, I think there's a lot of our family members, I think there's a lot of our friends that could learn from this example. And for those of you going to Relentless, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm bringing fire. Gary Vaynerchuk is bringing fire. Gino Blefari is bringing fire. Kelly Ellis is going to bring it. Everybody is going to absolutely bring it, because the mission of that event is simply one mission. It's to change your life, guys. That's it. It's to bring you the information, the access, the words, the ideas, the examples necessary to help you understand what's really possible for your life, and help you understand what you can really achieve, guys. Your family deserves it, your children deserve it, and even if you don't have kids, your future kids deserve it, or you deserve it, guys. You deserve the absolute best, and Relentless is gonna do that for you. It's gonna provide you with the walkway and the guidance to help you to achieve the absolute best. See you guys next Thursday, man. I am absolutely pumped. Share this with a friend. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.